What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been 1 week, March 5th, 2021. I'm back on the Wrestling Inc. podcast. This is Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Matt Morgan and Issa. And Rajgiri caved to my demands. I had to stage this walkout to get the raise I wanted to keep doing this podcast. And I thank you, Raj, for meeting me on everything I demanded. I'm sorry I had to just disappear for a week to prove my point that the podcast isn't the same without me. But you made my long list of demands, and I'm happy to keep doing this podcast well into the foreseeable future until I decide I want more. How are you all doing?
What?
Amen.
What was all that?
Watch it on the replay, Matt. You'll get it. So, no, it's good to be back. I was out. We had a bit of a family issue. But SmackDown tonight, we all knew this was happening tonight. We knew Daniel Bryan was winning. Roman's going to have a match at Fastlane. Could not have been more telegraphed. But there were some wild cards. You know, I didn't watch SmackDown last week, so I had to catch up a little bit. Apollo Crews, this is new.
It's great.
Yeah, Apollo Crews is a great wrinkle, great new wrinkle on the show. Very, very good stuff. But yeah, very telegraphed, obvious who was going to win, obviously. But still, sometimes, like I tell you in wrestling, predictability isn't always a bad thing. It can be, but like tonight, this was good because we now have a decent match set up for a throwaway pay-per-view, at least.
It'll be a great match. I mean, but again, telegraphed, like, we know that Daniel Bryan's not winning that match.
No.
Not at all. Fastlane just feels like a pain in the butt pit stop to WrestleMania. They're just trying to build a car that's not even there, and I wish it wasn't a thing, because it will make things easier right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's weird to hear them promoting it, like, on Peacock.
Yeah. Like,
that's a thing. That's going to happen. There you go. Jody Shauna Jenkins. Oh, Jody Shauna Jenkins. So good to see you both again. The trust is alive and well in this relationship. Canadian $5 saying the Apollo shift is unreal. He believes it and it works. Matt, question, would this have been a long-term plan for him, or was this all on the fly?
I'm not sure what they're asking.
Like, was this in the works for a while, or did they just come up with this idea?
I think it's another thing in which they believe the company obviously likes him. They've tried him a couple times. They've tried a spotlight a couple times with him, and it hasn't really gone anywhere because they themselves then extinguish their own, you know, spotlight that they give these some of these talents. So I think this was just something that they were going to get to, but this was not some long-term plan, no.
Yeah, and we'll talk about it. I mean, so this opening promo, Daniel Bryan out there setting up the match at Fastlane, coming out being confronted by Roman and Jay and Paul. And, I mean, the promo was great, right? We knew where this was all going tonight. This seemed like a bit of a long promo segment, given that we knew where this was all going tonight.
Yeah
but the thing of it is, it's like he's cutting such a heartfelt promo, which Daniel Bryan is amazing at, but he's been losing. he's been losing. So it's just like, you're okay, yeah, we get it. You come out here and you wrestle every week, but you're not. I just don't understand entitlement. You know, he's lost so many matches. You know what I mean? And he lost that Elimination Chamber. But listen, whatever. I know we gotta build Fastlane. Let's do it.
Teller Justin Lopez 499 saying SmackDown felt like filler tonight. I did like that Apollo went full Killmonger, Black Panther reference. And I love the Justin, I love the Coming to America. I am nervous but excited to watch that sequel on Amazon probably tonight after this podcast, after we finish WandaVision. Matt, you big Coming to America fan?
Yeah, I thought it was funny. But
one of my all time favorites.
Yeah, definitely.
We'll see how the sequel is. Issa, what about you?
Yeah, I started watching the sequel this morning, but I couldn't finish it. Oh. I'm going to have to start it over again, though. It was so far so good.
Well, there you go. So, Montez Ford versus King Baron Corbin. What do we got? Anything?
Well, at least Baron Corbin told Sami Zayn he doesn't want to be his partner anymore, right?
Yes.
So do we think that ends the story here, or is it going to be a feud between Corbin and Zayn? I don't know. I don't know what the tag team champions are, because I think that's 2 weeks in a row, right? That we don't see. Dolph and Bobby Roode in the show. So I thought that's what they were building towards with these guys, right? Remember, Sami Zayn was telling Baron Corbin last week, we're a great tag team, and so I'm not too sure where that story is going. That being said, I like seeing Montez Ford in a little bit of singles action. You know, it's just a preview of what he could be if he was, you know, when he goes on his own.
Yeah, Glenn, really quick, give away what happened at least.
Okay, so Montez Ford versus King Corbin.
To finish, you know.
Yeah, Baron Corbin won. Pardon me, King Corbin won, as he's addressed here. After the match, Corbin stood tall, rolls to the floor. Sami Zayn wants some of the same help he just gave Corbin. Angelo Dawkins runs, knocks Sami off the apron. Sami and Corbin argue at ringside. Corbin walks away, tells Sami he's on his own. Sami is not happy. And then we have Sami Zayn versus Angelo Dawkins, with Angelo Dawkins getting the win.
Yeah, I said this last week. It's probably the same thing I'm going to say again here. Very good tag team, you know, but Street Profits I'm talking about. But they can't break up quick enough for me because I
– Really?
Yeah, well, because no offense, you know, to Dawkins. He's good. He's a good talent. But the glass or whatever you want to call it, the ceiling, the potential, whatever you want to call it for you know, his partner is ridiculously unlimited. I think he's going to be such a humongous star. I mean, big time star. And there's no way they don't see that. They definitely see it. So for me, the quicker they break up and Montez Ford gets an opportunity as a singles act, I think only good things are going to happen for him. I think, like I said, I'm not just saying this for hyperbole. He's going to be a big, big, huge deal.
I feel like the Street Profits had everything, all the charisma. All they do.
A tag team doesn't draw money, and unfortunately, they have nobody to wrestle against. Tag team division is shit.
They not only that's the thing. The no division, no booking, like you can't do anything with that. You could be the best tag team on earth, but if you don't have a stacked division, it's going to get old quick.
I also think that the Street Profits need a crowd. There's some people that just need a crowd there, and I think the Street Profits are some that get more hype when they have a crowd and walk through it and do their whole gimmick that they were doing right before, you know, the pandemic. Their entrance was mad hype when they will go through the crowd. I kind of miss that.
I saw this blow up on Twitter. What was it, last week and the weekend before? But man, if Enzo and Cass came back, you know, the Street Profits, we had back, you could have a really stacked tag division with just some minor moves and talent acquisition.
It's always been set up that way, though, Glenn. You can think back the last 3 years. This tag team division has always been a couple of tag teams away from, or even one tag team away from being really good. But again, it won't matter because they will never spotlight it. They will never feature it again.
Right.
That's not how they book. That's just not how they book.
It's Vince seems less interested in tag teams than the cruiserweights, even, you know.
It's up there. I agree.
Yeah. Carmella approached Reginald, the sommelier, backstage. Accused him of betraying her for obsessing over Sasha Banks. She tried to say he's doing all for all of her. She flipped the tray, spilled the champagne.
Good.
She fired him. Yep.
Good. Good. I'm pissed at Reginald too, turning his back on her like that. What a friggin' front runner. Imagine that, getting your ass kicked and, like, you know, your girlfriend or your boyfriend dumps you for the person that kicks your ass. Can you imagine that?
that's actually kind of deep.
It's messed up. So imagine, all right, I'll give you one better. What, guys, imagine like you're back in school and you've got like, say I've got a girlfriend, right? And there's some bully that just keeps giving me atomic wedgies every single day. Next day I go to school and my girlfriend's hanging out with the dude who's been kicking my ass and giving me atomic wedgies. No.
That was 80s Beat movie it. Logic in a nutshell, Matt.
Beat it. I loved her firing him. I loved it.
Me too.
In the 80s movies, usually the underdog stole the bully's girl at the end. The underdog would win, yes. And then the bully's girlfriend would be like, oh, F this guy. I'm gonna go over here.
Always. Totally always. Yes.
True. I wonder where they go with Carmella now, though. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, what do you think? Is she a face? She a heel? You tell me.
That's what I'm saying. I would assume that, I don't even know, right? I will see her as a face, because I do think that that's kind of like a little bit of a betrayal on Reginald's side. I would love to see her have a program with Bayley, but I don't know how we set it up from where we're at now to, you know, to get there. But I'm sure they can come up with something, but I think they should do something with her. I think that she did a good job. She improved in the ring. She changed her character. I don't want them to just drop her now because the Reginald thing is over.
And this sounds corny, you guys, but I think I like her music entrance. I know that sounds corny, but like, I really do. I dig her music entrance. I think that, you don't think it's cool?
I like the original one, the fabulous one. I thought that was, I always enjoyed that.
I mean, so she's got a newer character. She did what she's supposed to do. I think if there are fans here, she would have gotten over if there was fans in the arena. But to go, we said it from day one. She was doomed going against Sasha right out the gate like that. Nobody ever thought she was going to beat Sasha, right?
Yeah.
For the championship. So I agree. He said, like you were saying a couple weeks ago, you want to see, you know, Bayley be rewarded with a WrestleMania spot because of all her hard work and how great she's done. I think that's a great match or an angle potentially for the two of them.
Yeah, I just want to know, you know, how they get to it, but I'm sure they can do it. It's just a matter of some kind of interaction 1 week. I mean, look at how they're setting matches on the go right now, so they can do it. But I think
slip on a banana peel and then boom, there's a match.
Right, right. I think I they had a match in NXT and it was, and they have good chemistry. They're very close friends. I really would like to see that. I want to see Bayley in the WrestleMania card. We'll see how we get there.
Michael Edwards asking the real questions. How tall would a kid have to be to give Matt a wedgie? And Matt, don't answer that now, because if you find yourself asking questions like that there, you need to join us tonight for a special Friday edition of the after show, as it were, starting immediately after the SmackDown recap, or you can go back and listen live on demand if you aren't able to make it live, but you can make it live. You can ask us all those questions and more, those pressing things at bit.ly/aftershow35. So what you want to do is download Stereo. It's for iOS and Android. It is an app for social conversations where you can host your own show, listen to someone else's, and you can participate by asking audio questions, which are featured during the live chat. And then if you don't listen live, you can go back and listen to it later, just like you would one of your favorite podcasts. We are so excited to have Stereo as a sponsor of the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Matt and I have been doing these for like 5 or 6 weeks now. You all demanded it. You said, do one of these on a Friday. I'm on the East Coast. I'm going to be able to stay up late a day. I don't have to work the next day. So tonight is your Friday night edition of the after show, as it were. Download that Stereo app. And once you do, I want you to do a couple things. Follow me, Glenn Rubenstein, on Stereo. Follow Matt Morgan on Stereo, and follow NYC Demon Diva, because in addition to Matt and my show, Issa is doing shows on Stereo as well throughout the week. And what's great is, again, you'll be notified when we go live. You can catch us later on demand, but we are so excited to have Stereo as a sponsor. And you all drive the show. You all make the show. So you tell us what you want us to talk about. And as Matt points out, this is uncensored. This is uncut. This is just one take, boom, done. Giving you the real scoop. So tune in tonight. bit.ly/aftershow35 will take you right there. Download Stereo, and we thank them for sponsoring the Wrestling Inc. podcast. Chris Pantaleo, Buck 99, saying Reginald better not interfere in that Mania match.
I pray not. I don't want him to, and I don't want him even having this much to do with it, you know?
Yeah, and we could talk about this, what they did tonight. Tonight could have been the setting off for Reginald based on what happened. I don't think it is. So.
I hope so.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to be involved in that WrestleMania match. It's going to be great, just one-on-one. Let them be. Let them go at it. We're all looking forward to it. We don't need any shenanigans in that match.
Shenanigans and tomfoolery.
Exactly.
But can they play grab ass, Matt? Is that okay?
No, that's grab ass. That's the definition of grab ass. No.
FinAbs 299 saying here for Issa. Thank you. Rube Abedin, $5, saying it's a shame that this isn't current Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan at the height of the Yes movement. That it would have been a white hot feud. Oof.
Yeah.
Yes, it would have. Boy, oh my God. Still going to be a good match. I will still put this, I will guarantee you all, if I took this out of context and said, just watch this match, it's still going to be off the hook. It's going to be insanely good. Roman is improved. Nobody gives him, I mean, they talk about the promos. They talk about his character. They still don't talk about his wrestling. Roman, I say it every week, I feel. He's improved so much in that rank. And he's not getting enough credit for it. He gets credit for his character. He gets credit for his poise. He gets credit for having his great look. But not enough people give him credit for his actual in-ring prowess, how it's improved immensely. Remember, he was supposed to be the today's PC culture. I can't say these things anymore. But I was just going to say, when the Shield first came out, Roman was supposed to be the looks of the group. He was supposed to be, you know, the attractive member, whatever you want to call it, right? The big jacked guy.
I'm sure Issa could have some colorful terms to describe Roman's looks.
Yeah.
Yes, for sure. But you know what I'm saying? Like, the other two were supposed to be the workhorses of the group. And look at it now. I will put Roman against either one of those two in that ring. And that's saying something, because Seth is nasty, nasty, nasty in that ring, Seth Rollins. And I will argue Roman is right there, if not better.
Yeah, and they main evented the very first Fastlane when Roman Reigns was still just a puppy, not the big dog,
right?
A puppy. And they still had an amazing match, even though that's when everybody hated Roman Reigns, right? But the match itself, I remember, it's one of my favorite Roman Reigns matches. Huh? They had a really good match, and I'm looking forward to seeing them now when they both have changed and improved so much and their characters are completely different.
Yeah. Kronoshaw, $2, laughing, crying at Roman calling Brian Lotto winner.
Yeah.
Roman's promos are very on point as of late, but that's the problem. Daniel Bryan, to have an earnest underdog lose, nobody wants to go see that movie. You know, no one wants to go see the movie. Could you imagine if Rudy went out on the football field and got a chance to play and just got like railroaded back through the stadium?
Sure, I'll do you one better. How about before you go see the movie, Rudy, you see Rudy lose that game. You go back and you see Rudy lose to the JV varsity basketball team, or you see Rudy lose to the grade school basketball team, or worse, you see Rudy lose to an infant, because that's what they've done to Daniel Bryan by having him lose to people on lesser levels instead of saving it till you got to this point. We could have had a mega match between these two.
Yeah,
but they give it all away by having him lose way too much.
An underdog angle only works if the underdog triumphs in the end. So Dominic Mysterio versus Chad Gable.
Ugh. Hashtag double ugh.
Dominic got the win. Afterwards, Ray stopped Otis from attacking, and he leapt off the apron with a senton to Otis.
I feel like such a heel right now. I've known this kid since he was like 4. I feel like the world's worst person saying this. You know what? From now on, when it's time to criticize his matches, I just need to sit out, because I do feel I feel like a terrible human being.
Yeah.
I just don't want. I don't know.
You shouldn't feel bad. It's is so cringy. Everything that they do is so cringy. From the second they come out and he puts Rey Mysterio on his back, I already don't want to see it. Like, what is that all about? Stop. It's stupid. I root for them to get their asses kicked every time they do that. I can't watch him do that anymore. He needs to turn on his dad already. It needs to happen.
There you go. Kayla Braxton backstage with Seth Rollins. So
Seth outfit. Oh my god.
Last week. Rollins is still doing this vision thing, and Murphy and Rollins are gonna potentially, Murphy's trying to get back with Rollins. So is this with the Cesaro situation? World look out.
I got nothing. Lisa, what do you think?
I love the outfit once again. He keeps killing it. These suits and that color, I was embracing the vision all the way because he was a vision. He was a vision himself. That being said, I like that because I was thinking, what are they doing with Murphy, right? They dropped the storyline with Aliyah. So what are they doing with him? So I like the continuation of that, but I really, really want to see Cesaro and Seth Rollins. So maybe they're adding Murphy here just to get Cesaro and Seth Rollins at WrestleMania, not at Fastlane, because they should be in WrestleMania, right? I like this Seth Rollins, but listen, I just thought he was good.
Okay, fair. Yeah.
His look is better than this gimmick. I think this is just a new version of the Messiah gimmick, and I was sick of that about a split second into its debut.
It is the Messiah gimmick. You're correct.
Shayna Baszler versus Bianca Belair, and there was no other possible outcome than Bianca winning this to set her up as a more formidable opponent for Sasha Banks at WrestleMania.
That smile. That's all I gotta say. That frigging smile continues, like, and that, again, doesn't sound like really hard-hitting journalism or hard-hitting analytics here. But it's that thing that not everybody has. It's that it factor. And she, anytime she smiles, she literally just sucks everybody in, no matter what they're doing, no matter what you're doing. And she makes you care about her. She has figured out the hardest thing there is to figure out in pro wrestling as a persona. It's how to get people to emotionally invest in you. And she is one of the better ones that I've seen in a couple years, few years now, naturally be able to do it. She's only going to get better, which is scary.
Yeah. But that's why having Sasha Banks out there for the segment and then the aftermath be Sasha smacking Reginald and turning him down is kind of like, Bianca Belair just beat Shayna Baszler.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's amazing, right?
Should have been that she kicked she beat a legit badass, right? That should have been a good little notch on her belt going into Mania. And then they got to bring out friggin' grab ass games with, there's your word, with Reginald.
I don't like that they're challenging for the tag titles at Fastlane, both again, Bianca and Sasha teaming up. I don't like it. Like, you could have had a rematch with the NXT girls, or you could have done Lana and Naomi, who've been hanging out waiting for their shot at the tag titles forever now. I want them to build this feud. We want this one-on-one match. If they weren't challenging and you would have given Bianca that win just to build her for WrestleMania, regardless, a win over Shayna Baszler is impressive in any book, right?
Yeah.
But right. I don't like them putting Reginald in there. I don't like the fact that they're pairing them up again. I think this feud can stand on its own. We don't need all this stuff. But listen, she beat Shayna Baszler, and that is amazing because right now in her book, of course, she has the Royal Rumble. She has Bayley. Now she has Shayna. She can keep building that resume until she gets to Sasha.
Yeah. Jackson Callens, $4.99, saying, I personally hope to eventually see current Roman versus Brock Lesnar with Paul left in a pickle or whatever.
You don't think that'd be a good match, Issa?
Oh, I would love that match, but I'm going to tell you something, okay? Here I go. I'm going to rant. The fans got that match at WrestleMania 34, and they shit all over it. So for that, they don't deserve it again. Thank you very much. Oh, now you want to see it. I don't think so.
Were you as big of a Roman mark back then just as you are today? Like, same thing?
I've always been a Roman Reigns fan, but my favorite wrestler is Brock Lesnar. So.
Talk about someone.
He's my favorite wrestler of all time is Brock.
So, Issa, for you.
Timeout. Hang on. We need to dissect this.
I call him Beastie. Do you not know that? I call him Beastie and everything. We're on Beastie.
I would I would not have predicted this. I did not know this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Wrestling wise, Brock Lesnar is the GOAT in my eyes. So, you know, I pop and again, the fans didn't want the match. They booed it.
You're
so
right.
Now I'm like, now you want to see it? That's bullshit. You don't deserve it. If you didn't appreciate it at its worst, you don't deserve it at its best.
I mean,
I deserve it because I love both of them. So if they want to give it to just me in attendance, I'm fine with that.
I'm really going to stop myself from riffing on this a little bit. But let's talk about Murphy versus Cesaro. Rollins on commentary. Rollins not only overshadowed the match, but that suit was so loud, it overshadowed the match.
It was beautiful.
I got to get something like that. Cesaro won. Rollins stood up and applauded Cesaro after Cesaro defeated Murphy.
It's a good match. I mean, I want to say meh to the whole thing. Meh. But the match itself, again, if you were to take all the context out of it and just like if a young wrestler was getting in the business, I tell them to watch this match because the match was flawless itself, the work between the two guys. But they're both very good. They're both nasty in the ring. So skilled, so darn good. But I mean, I should be excited. I should be happy that Cesaro is finally getting something, you know, after all these years of being completely looked over. It's just, it won't matter to me. Even if he beats Seth Rollins and it's at WrestleMania in a singles match, no less, I still will not trust this company to do right by him. He will lose the following Monday Night Raw somehow to an NXT talent coming up to TV.
Right.
Sucks. So therefore it screws up my suspension of disbelief altogether. I hate it. I hate that.
So as the sommelier is leaving the building,
beat it.
Sasha won't even talk to him. Yells at him.
Good.
Then Shayna Baszler says he reeks of failure. Nia says he's kind of cute. ... To be continued. Oh, what will happen next?
That okay, I will say that could be entertaining. Her just completely big dogging him. You know what I mean? But like, fine, do it over here, stay out of the main event. And that's fine, like, there's a place for him, there's no question. It's just damn sure not in this main event angle at Mania.
Nia has a thing for them fun size guys. Remember, she was flirting with Garza Raw, and she just wants a guy she can kick his ass. I'm telling you,
she was flirting with Enzo back.
She liked them little guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Did you ever see the ride along where like Byron was like texting her, and then Nia was like reading aloud? It was very, very cute to see their interplay back and forth. They haven't done ride along. Well, I guess they're not traveling this, but they haven't done ride along in a while.
Right.
Terry Allen Jr., $5.60. Very specific number. Did you three see King Kong versus Godzilla trailer? Epic monsters battling, destruction around. I will watch the film.
Trailer looks good. I'm excited for it.
No, I feel very like behind the times. They're having King Kong versus Godzilla.
Yeah, of the new Kong Island, the new Skull Island, and the new Godzilla. It's going to debut on HBO Max, I think, in like a week or two. So,
is debut meaning is this a movie or a series?
Movie. No, it's a movie. But given the current, it'll be in theaters if you have theaters open near you. But it'll also be on HBO Max for
cool.
Yeah,
it looks good.
It does look good. It's like your beloved Neo Geo game, King of Monsters, man. Monopoly Man, $5. Maybe Ray and Dominic Mysterio turn heel and form the Latino World Order like Eddie did in WCW.
It's a reach.
Without Ray.
Finn Habs, $1.99. Issa versus Sable, Brock on a pole match.
Who wrote that? Go back.
Finn Abs.
Finn Abs. Could you possibly telegraph any more, brother? Good Lord.
Alonzo Smith saying, poor Reggie. WWE needs to keep him off TV until he gets better as an in-ring wrestler, then repackage him and have him wrestle the men, not the women.
Well, how do we know? I mean, do we know he's not good in the ring?
I mean, this is the role they chose for him. I mean, Matt, okay, think about this for a second. If
I didn't know that.
You came in as like muscle security before wrestling, but how would you have felt in your career if there wasn't a plan to get you into the ring? They were like, no, we just like your look, and you know, we want you to serve champagne to people. We think that's where you're best going to serve this company.
Well, I could be digging ditches somewhere. UPS, I heard, is hiring. McDonald's drive through is pretty fun, I'm sure. But at the end of the day, you sign that contract to live out your childhood dream, and more importantly, put food on the table for your damn family to make a boatload of money being an entertainer. You make that deal the minute you sign that dotted line. And that's the way I'll always treat it. Yeah. So we all wish we can do more than what we really did. Do I wish I didn't say more to Vince McMahon when he sold me on that stuttering character? Yeah, of course. Of course I do, in retrospect. But every wrestler I know can say the same thing, that they were not used to their fullest potential. I know so many that can say the same darn thing. Do you know what I mean? So, like, after a while, and then I get older, I just look at it and, like, you have a chance to make a lot of money for your family, you know? And I think you take what is given to you, just like you sign on a movie, let's say, right? As an actor.
That's a little different, though, because when you sign on for a movie, Matt, you've read the script, you know the character.
So let me give you an example, all right? Yeah. So you're a niche actor that can only get X amount of roles doing the same type of acting, right? Let's just say that happens. Well, you made that deal when you got into this, and that you don't want to go take that money. That's up to you. Mm-hmm. And go try to do something else. But you're not going to get hired because you are niched in this role.
Right.
I don't know how to explain it. I mean, this is not – I don't know. I guess I'm doing a bad job of explaining.
No, I think that it's like, this is your opportunity and another one might not come along. So you need to take this or roll the dice that you're going to get a chance. And maybe what they offer in the future, Matt, could you imagine if you didn't take the stuttering thing, Vince wanted to punish you and said, you're going to win the Money in the Bank contract, but you're going to carry on to ham sandwich in your briefcase.
Again, terrible stuff. I felt bad for him. I did. Yeah. But again, I mean, is he feeling bad going to the bank? And I don't think so. I don't know.
Yeah. Tina Miller. Hey, Tina. $5. Saying, when you realize Brock is just a big troll, you find out he's the best ever. He sweeps in, kills the hero, laughs at the fans, and gets home. I love it.
The goat. The goat beastie, the goat.
Yes. So Apollo. Now, did Apollo speak last week?
Yeah.
Yeah, did he? He cut a world beater. World Beater promo last week, yeah.
Did you have the accent last week?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is different.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I know. I love that he went all in this week. Like, I thought he went all in last week. No. That was just a preview. Like, tonight he came out looking even more boss. I loved everything he did last week. And tonight it was just the cherry on top. Like, I really, really enjoyed it. I love the soldiers. I'm not there yet with the spear that he's carrying. I get it. I thought the two soldiers was just like good. You know what I mean? Like, let's not overdo it. That being said, he spoke and I forgot about everything else because once again, he killed it.
So like, I kind of use the spear, like it's similar to, in their heads, I could see WWE thinking this, to Drew with his like sword thing, right?
Yeah.
It isn't needed. I agree. Right. Just like Drew doesn't need that either.
Exactly. I didn't like it when they gave him the quilt and the sword. Like, we get it. He's the Scottish psychopath. You don't need to visualize it. Like, we get it. But hey.
But this was awesome, right? Like, this was freaking awesome. One of my favorite parts of the show.
A lot of intensity. Talking about descended from Nigerian royalty, how he was picked on growing up, the misconceptions. He's been hiding his true self. Here he is, and he's coming for Big E when he's back. This is intense. I really thought he pulled this off very well.
Mm-hmm. He did. This is like completely different and in another level, and I just love it. As soon as he came out, I stopped to watch because I was so invested last week already. I'm excited. The problem is that this momentum makes you wonder, what's this going to do to Big E? You know what I mean? Because now you're booking a feud when they both need to win. And that is bad news. That's bad news for one of them because they both have some kind of momentum going. Are you going to take the title of Big E to put in Apollo Crews because he's just so hot right now? When Big E needs a long title reign too. So you're in a winning situation here.
That's the challenge.
Can I complain about our sponsor really quickly? No, I'm joking. No, listen. So I'm sitting here I'm sitting here with my other phone, right?
Yeah.
And I have the headphones still in it, and I'm hearing some kid. It sounds like a little kid talking. And I'm like, where is this coming from? So if you guys watching the show, you hear me like put my ear up to this phone to hear if it's you guys. Yeah. And there's like a replay in the background or whatever. Sure enough, it's my headphones on my other phone, and I'm listening. And sure enough, you cannot find a way to turn off the stereo app, Glenn.
No, you can. You hit the mute button. When you close the app, do you know how to close an app, Matt?
Yes, I swear to you, I did this. I'm not lying.
No, no, no. Okay, so if you click, you have a newer iPhone, correct?
Yes.
Swipe up from the bottom.
Yep.
Hold on. Why is not this not? Oh, because I don't have
any. Because you have to do like this with the new iPhone. You go, like a little.
Yeah, you swipe up and hold it, and then you'll see your open apps. You could scroll through them like a deck of cards. And
yes.
And you swipe up on whatever you want to close, and it closes. Or if you're opening the stereo app, you can click the little microphone in the upper corner. See the little speaker in the upper corner? Click that, and you'll mute it. Yisa knows what's up. But it doesn't matter as long as you have that app on in the background when after this show we do the after show, as it were, live on stereo.
You all need to do that with ours.
Yes, you do it with ours. And let's do it on replay, just again and again and again.
Yes,
soak in the knowledge.
Just go to sleep and only make sure this is on.
When we do those apps, I'm like, thank God I don't have a stalker, because I feel like I would just be giving them chapters of my autobiography when we're talking on the stereo show. I feel like we get really personal.
Yes. Yeah. Good.
In fact, when you do your book, Matt, that's what you should just do. Have somebody listen to the podcast and just transcribe all your stories. They could probably get the framework of the autobiography right there, you know?
Yeah. Good idea.
At least some of the high points. So what else we got here? Natalia and Tamina backstage complaining. One of the Bianca and Sasha getting the tag team title opportunity. Bailey backstage, and this is good reading tweets. I like her shtick. I hope they have something good for her at Mania.
She was funny. I loved it.
Yeah.
And then the steel cage match, our main event, Daniel Bryan versus Jey Uso. Mm-hmm. And wouldn't you know it, Daniel Bryan got that win. This was a burner of a match. This was really good.
Yes. Really? I mean, guys, we just got a steel cage match with two really, really good talents. All right. One of the two, I will argue, has been booked much stronger. Seems like a bigger star. I can't believe I'm even saying that, right? Did you ever think you'd be in an era or just a situation in which Jey Uso would look like the bigger star between him and DB? You know what I mean? That's insane to me.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. But he is. He's shined tonight, too. He did. And even though you knew the ending, it didn't matter. You wanted to sit down and watch this match, which is something that I always appreciate. Even though I knew who was going to win, I still could not take my eyes off of the match. They were so good. They have such good chemistry. And listen, as much as, like you said, it was predictable, I'm excited for Roman against Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think this was a really good match. Roman versus Daniel Bryan is going to be great after the music. Bryan celebrating. Reigns sitting at ringside. I mean, I think Fastlane is going to be good. It's going to be a very good match. I want to address one thing as a caveat, because I thought this as well. Alonzo Smith mentioned something about Apollo, and I just want to caveat that I am making a big assumption with Apollo, and I apologize, Alonzo. I'm not finding your comment. I'll find it and pull it up, but I'm under the assumption that Apollo's character is something that he helped come up with and that he is fully on board with. I think if it were to come out at some point that this was a Vince thing, I might feel a little differently about it.
No, this used to be his.
This is
his
what he did in the Indies.
That's what I thought, because he was UHA Nation on the Indies, right?
Right, right.
Yeah.
So assuming that, I feel that if this is his character and this is what he's doing, and he's able to be authentic and he feels like he's being true to himself, then that's a huge positive. I think if it were to come out that Vince came up with this and insisted upon all the aspects of it, then it would be kind of like, because with Jinder that was sort of it, right? With Jinder, he leaned into like Vince knew what he was doing. With this, there's Alonzo's comment. He's saying that WWE doesn't do cultural characters well. They never did. All the company does is stereotype, especially the black wrestlers. Yeah, But if this was his indie gimmick and this is an Apollo Crews creation, then I feel that it's an exception to that.
Really quick, Zoe, I agree with you on how WWE's done these characters. I 100% agree with that. They not only they generally stereotype them, but they're backdated and super old when they do these old stereotypes.
Yeah.
But I want you to remember one thing, Alonzo, and this goes past race, it goes past creed, it goes past religion, it goes past everything when it comes to pro wrestling. Pro wrestling is supposed to be, when it's done right, it's supposed to make you emote. It's supposed to get you pissed off. Mm-hmm. Now, one can make the argument, you really got to go there and do that. For my taste, no, I'm not a fan of it. But for others, there's others that are. Really quick with this, though, this, and everybody has pointed this out to me as well, he's done this character. He's performed this character on the indies. It's really what gave him his huge, what do you want to call it? Not push, but like huge, his name value really went up through the roof on the indie scene, besides being really good in the ring, but it was also his persona, unless I'm wrong. So I don't know. I think WWE right now is, I hope, smart enough, you know, to not be out there like pushing this on him and he doesn't want to do it, let's say, you know, then that's a different story. I pray they're not that terribly insensitive and crazy to do something like that, right? Instead, I am hopeful that this is his, and I don't know, I feel like he's made it his, so therefore I think it's him that is pushing this.
And to echo Alonzo, because I didn't see last week when I saw this tonight,
I swear to God, I'm gonna ask him in the gym. I'm just gonna, you know, and get away from the horse's mouth. Why not?
But Alonzo, so I was like, my wife and I were fiercely Googling when this happened because we didn't watch last week. So when I first saw this, I came in from the kitchen and I was like, oh no, oh my, what is Vince do? Well, you know, that was my first thought, because to Alonzo's point, this seems like this is Vince McMahon's insane mind.
Doing it again.
Yeah. Yeah. That was absolutely my knee-jerk reaction.
I personally think that if you go back to when Paul Heyman was producing Raw, there was a lot of rumors that he was very high on Apollo Crews, and that's when Apollo Crews got the U.S. title, and Apollo Crews got a push, and I have a feeling that Paul Heyman has a hand in this, in helping him develop this character, because he's just being, I don't think this is a Vince thing. I think this is an Apollo thing with a little bit of advice from Paul Heyman, who has always have things that Apollo is a star. So I think it's amazing that he gets to be on a show with Paul Heyman again, because he's going to help him a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, and guys, really quick, you can also tell when a talent is feeling something. He feels this. Mm-hmm. You can see it from a mile away. Like, this is not a guy. Sometimes when you play these terribly old, dated, stereotypical roles that WWE would put these characters in over the years that Alonzo's talking about and he's correct about, you could tell that it doesn't come off well, because the person playing it's like, fuck, I gotta do this. This is terrible. Right.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this sucks, and I've gotta go out and now do it. Whereas he's crushing this, which tells me, as a former wrestler, at least from what I can gather, watching it, his body language and everything, he feels this, and so it makes it real to me.
Yeah. And Alonzo, I would say, please show up during stereo and send us some voice chats and participate in this. I wish there was a way I could just send you a link and get you on camera right now, because I think I would love to get your perspective on this more. But Alonzo saying Apollo is great. I'm a fan of his, always have been. Don't get me wrong. The heel turn's overdue.
We know what you're talking about, Alonzo. You're right in what you're saying, Alonzo.
Yeah. And I think that's the thing. And it wasn't until I was reading about it, and then as you're saying, it was his gimmick on the indies, it's something that he's been doing that he believes in, and you could see that passion there. And believe me, with Jinder, I mean, we called that out. Even with Otis, we've called out every time WWE goes to a stereotype for a character, dated, and it feels like this is personal.
It's so dated when they do. Like, it's stuff from the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah. Nikolai Volkov was over. But seller Justin Lopez, $4.99, saying Apollo's never been more comfortable. I recall him on Breaking Ground. They spotted him not being comfortable with his mic skills. He did seem very
He's feeling himself. You can just tell me he just exudes confidence, and he is killing it. And it's the same once, like Matt said, when you give them something that they're feeling, you can just see the difference in their entire attitude and presence. I love this, and I hope that he goes far. But again, if he goes on a feud with Big E, what does that do for Big E right now? Because Big E is not being talked about while Apollo is at his hottest.
No, you're right.
And with Apollo, this is authentic, as Rise Over Here 305 is saying. Jinder Mahal is actually born in Canadian, Canada. So he's a Canadian. He's of Indian descent, and they were playing his character more like he was a Muslim or from the Middle East for much of his run. I mean, I always make the joke that Sami Zayn is a French Canadian Muslim that they play like Larry David, Jewish stereotype from New York. You know, so with Apollo, this is very personal with him, which is, I think, is good. And that's the difference. And of course, with Jinder, I would say they're portraying him like a Muslim because he keeps him saying, he comes in peace. It was very uncomfortable.
And Issa, tell me if I'm wrong. Who did the show? Oh, who did the show with us last week?
It was Alfred.
Didn't Alfred tell us, like, this is his natural roots, like this is his ancestry, correct? This is his so like this is not hey African-American guy, we're gonna make you play this. Is his natural, like, from what Alfred said to us, and Alfred went all in. Alfred loved,
he was very happy about it, and he said he could relate because he comes from the same, you know, from similar background, so it was great for him to have a character that he can relate to. But that's exactly what he said to us last week.
Alonzo, go back and get a chance and watch last week's recap. You'll see Alfred's words on it. It was pretty darn good, actually. Really, really good insight.
Yeah. I feel like I'm nervous most of the time when they change characters because it's
I know.
It's rarely good.
I agree. But, like, I did not see this coming. And holy mackerel. Like, I think he's crushing. He's just killing it. And they're making another star. I do not like to see it at the expense of Big E, like you said, though, Issa.
Right. Ah. I'm worried because this is too good to not keep it hot, you know? So we'll see. We'll see what happens. But I just want to say, Glenn, because you brought up Jinder Mahal, I still have great appreciation for that Punjabi celebration that he did after he won the
title.
That was lit.
And here's what's sad about this is someone in the chat got it wrong. We weren't saying Jinder Mahal was Muslim. Sami Zayn actually is Muslim, which is an interesting contrast given how WWE played off the xenophobia in Middle America with the promos they would have Jinder go out there and cut. Vince McMahon knew exactly what he was doing, but when they leaned into his Indian heritage and they did that celebration, it's a shame that it was WWE seeing a lucrative opportunity to appeal to India as a market, that's when they let Jinder express his actual culture.
Yeah, I don't remember it.
Oh, they did like it was the next night after he won the title. It was literally a Punjabi celebration. I'm gonna send you the link. That I know that segment is up on their YouTube. It was actually really good.
It was fantastic. It was when he was with the Bollywood boys, the Singh brothers.
Yeah, that was a party.
And I agree, Tammy. My apprehension though is the more I'm learning about his indie career and his family background, I'm comforted that he's fully on board with this. Jackson Callens, so I'm asking if weird his accent changed, saying he's a friend from New Zealand, American accent around me and my friend, around family, whenever his accent is mad thick.
Yeah.
A lot of people are like that. What was the one? Christian Bale. Christian Bale is English. In his movie roles, he's American. And whenever he does talk shows in America to promote his movies, he talks in an American accent, not his actual voice.
Well, that's because they get trained to drop their accents, which is, you know,
I wish I could do that. Like, that's so impressive, don't you guys think?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, I agree. I'm always impressed when people can pull that off. My problem is if you get me on the phone with anyone with, like, a regional slang, I will pick it up if I'm on the phone with them for more than 20 minutes. I'll start. You get me talking to someone from the South, they'll start going into y'all. I mean, I can't help it. I have this weird, like, mirroring if I talk to someone long enough.
Yeah.
It's very strange. we got a couple minutes here, Matt, until we're going to hop over to stereo. AEW, are they having
Revolution
Saturday. I'm so out of it, folks. It's been
It's on Sunday, and they're supposed to have a big signing.
A big signing. Tony Khan saying one of his all-time favorite wrestlers. Any guesses, Matt, Issa, on who this could be?
The big surprise?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
How about you, Issa? Anybody yet?
Matt, maybe, what's his name? Matt Henry, Ryback. I don't know. Mark Henry, I think.
That would be something.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just trying to guess. Like, I think people are setting their expectations up way too high. So I'm like, the internet needs to chill out because they're like talking John Cena, Brock Lesnar, CM Punk, and listen, he's doing his job. Tony Khan's job is to promote and get people to watch the show, and the hype around this surprise is incredible right now. So he's doing what he's supposed to do.
I think Kurt Angle.
Kurt Angle's a good one.
It makes sense because Kurt's doing the podcast lately. He's more independent. He's been away from WWE for a while. I don't think retirement was fully his choice.
Didn't Batista tweet something about how retirement doesn't mean anything anymore? Maybe that's what he meant. Maybe it is Kurt Angle because Kurt Angle retired, remember? So,
yes. Baron Corbin retired him. And look what that did for Baron Corbin's career. Everybody's talking about Baron Corbin.
Didn't he go on a feud with Roman after, though?
The Constable was his best gimmick when he was dressing like a bartender at the Olive Garden. That was his best.
I thought it was Applebee's.
Yeah, it was.
It's Applebee's. It's not Olive Garden, but
I messed him up a bit, you know?
They need to get rid of this king thing. Like, he won King of the Ring, what, like 10 years ago? Like, it needs to end.
Did I just say that it's been a year now? I fucking miss the Olive Garden. And I'm, like, not a big, but, like, simple things like that. Like, when this is all over, when I get a vaccine and we all return, I am going to go and I'm going to get the unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. And I'm going to stay there an uncomfortable amount of time. And I'm going to just say, just refill the bread. Keep it coming. I'm going to put back on the 20 pounds I lost, all at the Olive Garden in one sitting.
Cool, and I can have it delivered. You don't have delivery over there for Olive Garden?
You can't get all you can eat Olive Garden, soup, salad, and breadsticks delivered. What if you call and say, come back, I want some more.
Where do you live?
I guess I could. The nearest Olive Garden is like 10 minutes from us. We're moving. Where we're moving, maybe there'll be an Olive Garden nearby, but we'll see. We'll see what happens. It'll be very exciting. I just miss it. Like, really, I have to go and travel as part of this move in a week or two. And it's going to be weird because I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to basically bring my own food, just be gone for a day. It's going to be strange. Taking this seriously.
You got this.
Yes. Going to be my signature look, the double mask and the safety visor.
All the protection.
All the protection. Michael Sachs Jr. saying, always thought the actor who plays House from USA. Yes. Why am I blanking on his name? He's British. Can't remember. He plays House. I don't know. Matt, how are you doing? How are you doing over there?
Good. Waiting for us to shit can this show so we can get going on the other one.
Let's do it.
I knew that was coming.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to end this. Matt, you ready to go immediately after we finish this here?
No, we will wait. Let's wait 5 minutes and then let's go. We could have done it more, but you kept spinning and spinning and spinning.
I'm looking at, we're at 8:05. We're starting in 10 minutes on stereo and I'm looking at it. I missed you both. And I'm already got an ass full of Matt back here. Let's wrap this up. So as Matt is so eager to get over to Stereo, we want you to join us as well. We thank Stereo for sponsoring the Wrestling Inc. podcast. You drive the show. You control it. You want to yell at me. You want to yell at Matt. You want to ask us uncomfortable questions. You want to get to the issues. I moderate the questions, but, you know, ask what you want. I'll decide what we answer. But still, come on over to Stereo. Download the app for iOS or Android. Join us on Stereo, bit.ly/aftershow35. That's 3/5 for March 5th. And if you're listening on demand, go back and listen to it after.
And really quick, those of you listening, I don't know why you don't plug this part, Glenn. Yeah. Please share it on your social media. All there you guys, you if you can retweet it, please go on Glenn's page, retweet it so more people can come out and check out our show. Mm-hmm. The way it works, we want to have, obviously, the more people, the better. Obviously, this just makes sense. So please help us all out, guys. We answer every single question. I've got I'm not trying to sound arrogant here, but I have 9,000 things I could be doing. And I answer every single one of your questions. There's not one I will duck and not answer. And I take the time to do it because you guys aren't fans, you're friends. And there's Absolutely. A big difference between the two. Other guys in my role that used to be in the business, they put themselves over gratuitously, and they put a certain disconnect at an arm's reach from you all because they think more times than not, they may not admit it, but that they're better than you. I'll never think that. So come on, help support us and get as many people as you can to join us by sharing it and retweeting it throughout your social media right now over the next 5 minutes or so before we get over there. Please, please.
Yes. And Matt, I'm going to say this. If you want us to do the after show on Fridays more often, let's get a bigger audience on Fridays than we get on Monday.
Great point. Yeah.
So if we do that tonight, we'll move it to Fridays. So there we go. That's your goal, audience. Make that happen. Download the Stereo app for iOS or Android. Follow Matt Morgan. Follow Glenn Rubenstein. Follow NYC Demon Diva. Go to bit.ly/aftershow35 to get to tonight's after show, as it were. In 8 minutes, Matt Morgan and I will be live on Stereo. Until then, we will see you back here Sunday for AEW. I don't know who's doing that. Matt, someone?
You're killing me. Podcast. Hear the words. Hear that. You ready for them? Goodbye. There they are. Goodbye, folks. We love you.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.